MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 18, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Governor to announce Affordable Homes Act today. PBD Senior Housing Project withdrawn.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have Thursday Night Football again this week.
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Mix of clouds and sun today. Low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor to 11 p.m. Gloucester's Rose Baker Senior Center has been undergoing a series of upgrades. The $1 million project includes a new roof, improved building technology, including an updated computer lab, as well as creating spaces for Zoom hybrid meetings. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times that repairing the leaky roof was important to being able to install new wiring for audiovisual equipment. A developer in Peabody has pulled its plan for a 128-unit retirement community on Route 1. Charlie McKenna writes in today's Daily Item that the discussion at the zoning board meeting this week had been moving toward rejecting the project. Concerns around the project centered on the overall size and density of the proposed plan. The Healy Driscoll administration today will be unveiling a $4 billion plan to jumpstart the production of homes and make housing more affordable across Massachusetts. The Affordable Homes Act, a comprehensive package of spending, policy, and program actions, represents the largest proposed investment in housing in the state's history, while simultaneously striking at the root causes of housing unaffordability and making progress on the state's climate goals. Governor Maura Healey will be highlighting the package in Chelsea, Springfield, and Pittsfield today. The multi-pronged approach includes $4 billion in capital spending authorizations, 28 substantive policy changes or initiatives, 3 executive orders, and 2 targeted tax credits. All are directed at reducing barriers to the production and preservation of housing and giving communities the tools to develop more housing where needed. The majority of the spending will have benefits for moderate and low-income households. Sonia Dahlgren Pryor recently retired as musical director of Chorus North Shore. In an interview with State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester, he told me of a celebration that took place last weekend.
I did get to visit Sonia Dahlgren Pryor, who has been leading Chorus North Shore for 62 years. And Sonny is now 92 years old. And on Saturday night, Chorus North Shore at the Ascension Church in Ipswich had a retirement party for her. And it was an incredible gathering where people definitely turned out to express their incredible appreciation for Sonny's good work leading Chorus North Shore. And as you and I were talking off air, I came to recognize that's only part of what she's done in terms of helping to share the gift of music, that she was actually the music director at the Hamilton Wenham Public Schools, I believe,
yes,
for your daughter.
Yep.
When she attended those schools. So I didn't know that, but what a wonderful thing to be able to recognize her on Saturday night, Rick.
State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Harborfest Carnival will be returning October 20 through 22, following a 20-year absence. The Gloucester Times reports that the fundraising was organized by the Manchester Essex Athletic Boosters with hopes of bringing Cape Ann communities together. Emily McCavanaugh and Tyler Pinstein have partnered to plan the 3-day event, again, beginning this Friday, October 20. Bill Newell on sports is next with a look at a key Thursday night high school football game.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Knicks last night in an exhibition game at the Garden, 123-110. The 2-0 Bruins are off until tomorrow night's game in San Jose against the Sharks. The New England Patriots host Buffalo Sunday at 1 in Foxborough. We have Thursday night football tomorrow night here on the North Shore. Bishop Fenwick plays host to a tough Bishop Feehan team at 6. Both teams are 5-1. This is Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
So they really don't have any weakness at all. Their quarterback is outstanding. He puts the ball right on the money. All four of their receivers can catch the ball. They run great routes. They're all very athletic. And then their line is big and physical and again, athletic. So they don't have one weakness anywhere. So we're going to, you know, it's definitely a challenge. We're going to have to play a great game, and hopefully we can be hanging around at the end. And
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Also tomorrow night, Kip plays at Whittier, an important league game for those schools. Kickoff is at 5:30. The Peabody Tanners will host Gloucester on Friday. The Tanners are 6-0, coming off a solid win last week in Winthrop with several outstanding individual performances, including one from sophomore quarterback Luke Maglione.
Another step forward. Again, when you have a young quarterback like Luke Maglione, you expect some growing pains, you expect some mistakes. But he is getting better and better every week. His reads are getting better. His decisions are getting better. He's protecting the football better. And that's a tribute to our seniors and our captains and our offensive line, who understand that, you know, he's going to make his mistakes, but he's just going to get better with experience. And this was no different. I think he got better. He took a step forward in his progression as a varsity quarterback. And hopefully we keep moving in that direction.
As for tomorrow night's game against Gloucester, this is Tanner coach Mark Betancourt.
It happens every year. You look back and you're like, where did everything go? But at the same time, you know, we have to stay focused on what we're doing. Gloucester is not going to come in here and roll over. Again, it's like playing Winthrop. They're tough, hard-nosed kids. They're going to hit you. And they would like nothing better than to break up our undefeated season on our turf. And we preach to the kids, you know, this is gonna be a game where we're gonna have to execute offensively, and our defense is gonna have to play tough. We don't want to spend time, worrying about their record or what our record is. It's a football game, and Gloucester's a tough town with tough kids. They're well coached, and we have to get ourselves ready for Gloucester. Sometimes it's difficult because you kind of look ahead. And you see that Salem team that's having a great season, and we know we lock up with them in week 8, but you can't focus on week 8 till you finish week 7. And our goal has got to be right now to get on the same page and get ready to beat the tough.
In boys soccer from yesterday, Beverly shut out Salem 5-0, Masconomet 8, Winthrop 1, Gloucester top Marblehead 3-1, Peabody and Swampscott tied at 2, St. John's Prep down St. John's of Shrewsbury 3-1, the Prep is now 11-1-2. In girls soccer, Masco keeps winning. They are now 12-0-2 following yesterday's 7-0 win over Winthrop. Other winners include Beverly, Danvers, Peabody, and Marblehead. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.